The Tesla brain is what fascinates me, Michael, and obviously you too.
Oh, absolutely. But now let me caution you on something here. And some of your listeners are going to hate me for this because I know there's a lot of Tesla fans out there. But Nikola Tesla occasionally went down a rabbit trail. And I don't know if this is one of them or not. I'm assuming that it wasn't. But he did make a few moves that, you know, quite frankly, weren't going to work. I mean, and today we can look back in hindsight.
But nothing wrong with failure.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think, you know, as long as you learn from it.
Well, the only thing that he never learned was about building pilot plants. He made the statement in one of his articles that he was so sure of what he was doing, he never needed to build a pilot plant. Not true, because there are a couple of things that he did that we look back at them today and say, geez, I wouldn't have done that. And if he'd have built a pilot plant, if he'd have done it the El Cheapo route, the way obviously we're doing, plus it's safer this way, you know, you stand out in an open field with a thing like this, and there's a really good chance you're going to get zapped. But he literally put himself at the mercy of J.P. Morgan because he didn't build pilot plants. I mean, everybody today, all major chemical engineering firms, just about everybody that does everything, anybody who's going to put up, say, a steam power plant, they're going to build a pilot plant first and say, okay, where are we going to have a problem? And if they don't do that, what winds up happening? Well, let me give you an example.
Okay.
Years ago, and this is not a commonly known example, but it shows you how the best brains out there will overlook something. They came up with this new sheet metal for the passenger aisle on aircraft. It's very light, very strong, and they were going to try to save weight. And so they had all these engineers that did all these calculations, and the first time they got off the ground with this thing, it had holes punched in it for reasons that nobody had suspected, because they had figured, okay, this stuff is going to take pressure of 200 pounds per square inch. What they had not figured on was the spiked heels that women wear, that if you have a spiked heel that's a quarter inch in width and height or diameter, it's going to put not 200 pounds of pressure on something, but 800 pounds.
You are absolutely right. To any guy who may have been accidentally stepped on by a woman who's dancing with you, you know what it hurts. That's pain.
Well, I've had that experience, but fortunately, they normally step on me with their toes.
Oh, the heels hurt. They do. And I've been told it hurts more, and it's got more pressure than if an elephant would step on you. Is that true?
Well, yes, it does, because the elephant, in the first place, when he steps on you, isn't going to put all his weight on one foot.
Mm-hmm.
And even if he did, that's a very big foot. So, it's basically about the size of, a small garbage can. So the pressure is going to be spread over a wide area. But you get hit with a spiked heel, and like I said, if you have a 200-pound woman, and there's a lot of them out there these days, when she steps on you with a spiked heel, you're going to get 800 pounds of pressure. And that's exactly what happened there. Well, if somebody had built a pilot program for this, instead of putting it in these airplanes and letting the airplanes get up and having these women punching holes in it, they wouldn't have had that problem.
You said something very interesting in the beginning, that Tesla was either working on a capacitor or something else. What do you think the something else might have been?
Well, there's several areas you could look at. One of them, obviously, would be like a thermopile, in which you just have dissimilar metals that will conduct current. See, what you've got here is we know that how much power lightning has. We know how to get the power from the lightning into the ground. How to store it is another matter. For example, if he was using a capacitor, and this was just an assumption on my part, to store all the energy in a lightning bolt, which you're not going to get, but let's say that you did, you'd have to have a capacitor the size of Manhattan. On the other hand, and this is one of the engineers that used to work for me part-time, what he came to me with one day, because we were always interested in power and, you know, running the utility meter backwards for the power company and that sort of thing, and he showed me, he'd come across something where if you had, and I don't know what this substance was, but if it was like 9 feet cubed and you could store enough electricity in the substance as heat to power a home for like a year or two. And I don't know at this point, and I'm beginning to suspect, because, and this is one of the reasons you build pilot plants, because then you can step back and say, well, wait a minute, this isn't working the way I thought it was. What am I doing wrong? And if Tesla had something like that up his sleeve, then that would make a lot more sense than the capacitors that we're using now.
Are you talking about free energy or inexpensive energy?
Well, it's inexpensive energy. Nothing's free. There is no free lunch.
No, that's true.
I mean, even if you're bringing lightning out of the stratosphere, well, sure, that would appear to be free energy, but it isn't, because somebody had to build all the hardware to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. You're just not paying for the source.
Right.
Well, you know, he there's no question he was a genius. People thought he was a genius, so much so they took all his plans when he died. I wonder why. Why would they take his plans and keep them hidden away?
Well, probably fear, because a lot of the things he did, I mean, if you go back and you read his patents and you read the things that he said and you learn how to think the way he thought, then at some point somebody is going to be able to duplicate what he did, whether they took his notes or not.
Now, he was erecting this tower on Long Island in 1910,
right,
almost 100 years ago. To this day, nobody has truly tried to duplicate this as a real energy source. 100 years. There's got to be one of a couple reasons. One is that it works, and they don't want us to have it. And the other reason is maybe it doesn't. What do you think?
Could be either one. See, at this point, and like I said, Nikola Tesla was probably the smartest man of the 20th century. And when you're smarter than everybody else, you have a tendency to think, well, okay, you're infallible, and in some cases, you're not.
You think he was smarter than Einstein?
Oh, no question. The difference between Nikola Tesla and Albert Einstein is Nikola Tesla gave us all the power transmission inventions for the 20th century. Albert Einstein was a theoretician.
That's true.
I mean, basically, Einstein really didn't do anything that got put into production that people could use.